Relations between most Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians today are strained. The gap isn't closing, it's getting bigger. So how can we move forward? Yarn Australia is a group which looks to bring together Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians to foster relationships, to ask questions and learn in a safe place. A Yarn event is happening tonight at the Captain Cook Hotel in Paddington. It's called Black Fella, White Fella, Any Fella. It's a night of conversation and art celebrating the survival of the oldest living culture in the world and our 228 years of shared Australian history. Yarn founder Warren Roberts and Darren, the co-owner of, or the owner of the Captain Cook Hotel, join me in the studio. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch.
Hey, I'm all right.
So tell us, Warren, for those who haven't heard of Yarn before, what are you guys all about?
So Yarn talks about building relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in a safe space where we can learn about Australian history from 1788 to now. And we create an environment where Indigenous, non-Indigenous can have a conversation with one another from a place of respect, mm-hmm. A place of understanding, and an opportunity to listen to one another's story.
Why is it important to have that conversation, have that sort of safe place where people can sort of ask questions without fear, I guess, of being judged in a way?
I think it's a opportunity because not many of these, it doesn't happen often. And I think people might ask the question, you know, where is these spaces and do they exist where Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people can get together and have a chat? Because people... they might make up some stories in their head about, oh, maybe it's tough, maybe it's difficult, and, you know, maybe it is. And I think having a space where we can feel comfortable and respectful for one another, it has that environment, then people can come along and feel like they can share in an understanding of respect, yeah.
What are some issues or I guess some conversations that have happened in Yarns in the past? Like what has been discussed and what's been some really kind of good things to learn and exchange of information?
I think one of the cool things that we look back at is looking at key events that's happened in our Australian history. So one of them is the pork eating speech in Redfern. And so when, you know, we ask the question, you know, have you heard about this speech? And, you know, some people might say, no, I haven't actually. And what happened? And we'd watch the speech together and learn from it. Because it's from a historical perspective, you know, the words and the things that he was saying at that time, you know, it was around the Mabo decision and native title and things like that. So a lot of people are like, oh, what was that story all about? And when you listen to the words about what he was saying, he was going through an opportunity himself about building relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous and sharing his experience, you know. From my experience, this is how I feel. But this is the vision for the future. But how do we get there? And it is about acknowledging the tough stories and the history, and we can't go past it. So it's about really bringing it to the forefront, mm-hmm. talking about these secrets that sometimes we don't want to talk about,
yeah.
and bring it to the front. And I think sometimes, you know, I could share some stories, but I think there are little stories in our history that provide an example about how we can look forward to the future by saying, hey, it's not just me saying this. We had a prime minister talking about this same thing.
Yeah.
And his, experience as a non-Indigenous building this relationship with Indigenous, and what does that look like? So I think little examples like that where... we can look back into the past and say, hey, you know what, that was a pretty cool experience, what happened, and how do people react at that time? And then how do we react now, even if we haven't heard of it, and what do we do about it? Yeah. Is this something that I take as an individual, or is it something that we need to take as a collective? And I think using examples like that gives us a opportunity to, you know, take responsibility and move forward, yeah.
And to you, Darren, why is this something, and holding a yarn, which is what's happening tonight, why is something the Captain Cook Hotel wanted to get involved with?
Well, as a venue that's, you know, creatively based and we, you know, support the arts and the community and so forth, we're particularly perplexed about, you know, being involved with the Indigenous community and going out there and trying to make relationships and as you can imagine, the whole Captain Cook, the pirate thing, you know, polarises people, and we've found that, you know, there are particular views along the way when you want to involve the Indigenous community or support them or do events. And just through speaking to some of the elders and some people around the community, and through some mutual friends, Warren and I had some chats, and, you know, it's an amazing process of what he's doing. So in particular, who we are and what we're trying to do, we're incredibly humbled to be able to be involved in the Indigenous community. And, you know, if you sit down with Warren and his team, to get to that point and see past the Captain Cook thing was, you know, for us, it's a pretty big moment now in our recent history of being involved with arts and, you know, performance and so forth. And, you know, that's just through conversation going out there. So as you can imagine, you know, like tonight's initial part of the evening's non-alcohol event. You know, it's kid-based, it's storytelling, and it's, you know, the enriching culture and that, you know, that goes a long way, and we're just humbled to be a part of it, the journey.
So you mentioned there's a part, the yarn aspect of the evening tonight, and there's two parts as well. So tell us a bit about how tonight works and what's in store.
Yeah, so every time we put on an event, we always start with a yarn space and a yarning circle where elders and young people can share their stories and learn from, and we can listen and learn from their experiences and hear their stories. And we have, depending on who comes along, people share different ways. People might bring some artifacts or things with them and share that way, and some people tell it through story, and some people share it through dance. So we have some dancers coming tonight as well for that piece, and people share it through poetry. So we have a poet coming down, and he's going to share his story through that. So there's different mediums within that session that talks about these stories in different forms, and people hear those stories in different ways as well. Yeah.
And then so the yarn, it's not quite sold out. There might still be a few places left because obviously it's very popular and people want to be a part of it. So we'll talk about where you can get involved if a few spots open up later today. But also there's another part of the evening as well. It just happens at 9 o'clock, which is a whole bunch of bands playing, yeah?
Yeah, so we have the Green Hand Band and the Black Turtles coming down and performing for us as well. So that should be a great night, and, you know, we encourage everybody to come out and support it.
So check it out. It's happening at the Captain Cook Hotel in Paddington this evening. And if people want to check it out, and if a few spots open up for the yarn tonight, Warren, where can people go to check it out?
Yeah, just go to Yarn Australia Facebook page, and there'll be links on there about where to go if free spots come up for the yarn space and tickets and things like that.
So check it out. We'll put some links to that on the podcast of this interview. Warren and Darren, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Yep, Norris.